Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. Just landing the first date these days isn't good enough. You have to make a good impression. You have to go out with somebody. They gotta want to continue to see you, and that doesn't often happen. And that's what's going on with Sean here this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. Yeah. Thanks for emailing us and being on Second Date Update. Now, you went on a date with a girl named Grace.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
very
great.
Good.
Yeah. How did you meet Grace, Sean?
Grace and I met on Tinder, which is the way, you know, things are done these days. We had what I thought was a really fun time. We met at a Chinese restaurant. I thought, you know, I think Chinese is always a really good option because, you know, you can share dishes and there's conversation and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I get to know somebody. No, we had a really good time. I drove her home afterwards and, you know, followed up with a phone call a couple days later. Texted a few times and just haven't heard anything back yet, so not really sure what's going on.
All right. Well, during the course of your dinner, did you notice anything being off, Sean, or was she standoffish, or can you put your finger on anything of why she wouldn't call you back?
I mean, there wasn't anything, you know, sparks weren't flying, but it was certainly, you know, nice conversation. First dates are always a little bit awkward.
Right.
But I didn't, you know, there wasn't any, you know, real moment where I'm like, oh, well, this isn't going well. It's like, no, we had really good conversation. We're both in the same industry. We're both teachers. So we had a lot to talk about, you know, schools coming back up and everything.
Sure.
I thought we had a really good time, and she probably didn't think so, which is why she's not picking up her phone when I'm calling.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so let's fast forward to when you said you took her back to your place. What did you guys have, a glass of wine? Did you just talk? What happened there?
So after the restaurant, we drove back to my place, which I assumed was a pretty good sign for a first date.
Yeah.
opened the bottle of wine as one does. And, you know, we just chatted for a little bit. And then at some point she just excused herself and, you know, said she had to go. And I let her go. And that was, you know, that was the last that I had heard of her.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you get a good night kiss, or was it more like a pat on the back, or did you get a, she's
no,
a teacher.
I mean,
did you get
it was one of those really horribly awkward kiss on the cheek, first date hug things because, you know, when someone gets up to leave after being in your home, I got the impression she wasn't too interested in anything physical, but, you know, on a first date, a handshake feels way too formal. So it was one of those just, you know, going into the hug, we both knew, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to be really, really weird when it does, and it still happened, and then she left. But
yeah.
Well, you know, she could have given you an apple, being a teacher and all.
Or a gold star.
Ooh! good performance!
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Sean, have you tried to call her or text her? How did you try to get back in touch with Grace?
Well, I'm an old-fashioned guy, so I called her 2 days later. There was no answer, so I left a voicemail. A few days after that, I followed up again with another phone call, did not leave another voicemail, and then a quick text, and I figure 3 times trying on my own, that's more than enough. So I guess I could use some professional help at this point.
Sure, honey. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, we're actually going to do that right now. Don't say anything. We're going to call Grace, and we're going to see if we can't get you that closure or figure out what happened here now, okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Grace?
Hi, yeah, it's speaking.
Hey, Grace.
Hi, honey.
It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live right now on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
That's right, girl. Hey. You just won what, Marco?
Actually, you won an interrogation between me and Krista. No, we're actually calling. We're doing a thing called Second Date Update. You've been out with somebody and for whatever reason they can't get back in touch with you, and then we just try to figure out what happened. And so you went on this great date with another teacher, a guy named Sean. Remember Sean?
Oh yeah, I did go on that date.
Yeah,
yeah, you did.
I did go on that date that one time with that guy.
Mm.
So we were just kind of trying to figure out, like, you know, what's going on? What happened?
We got some Chinese food. The restaurant was nice. He was really cool. And, I mean, we both do the same thing, so we had a lot to talk about. And, like, you know, you do the thing where you complain about your workplace and how yours sucks in this totally individual way. We're bonding. It was cool. So we were going to go back to his place, have a bottle of wine. We're like sitting on the couch drinking our wine. And he had two cats, which is cool. You know, like, I like people who like animals.
Yeah, word.
Yeah. I like cats. So, like, I'm a cat guy.
It got, I don't know, like, yeah. They're not supposed to be on the couch, I guess. So we're like sitting on the couch and I'm like talking to him, and one of the cats jumps on the couch. He starts yelling at the cat, grabs a spray bottle off the coffee table, like spraying the cat and yelling, and the cat spooks. Like, I've always had dogs. I don't really think you can train cats, but he's like telling me that no, this is what he's read on the internet. And he's like training the cat to not get on the couch. So the cat is scared, runs under the couch, and he grabs this Nerf gun, you know, the kind that shoots like little ping pong balls out of it. He's like yelling and shooting the cat with this gun, trying to get it out from under the couch. And I'm just like,
oh, that's not cool. That's not funny, Marco.
I'm a crazy person.
Okay.
And he's trying to tell me about how this is all like super normal. And I'm like, of course it is. Of course it's normal. I think I'm going to go home now.
Okay. So, I mean, there's one thing. Listen, first of all, if you have a cat is going to do whatever it wants to do. It's going to be on the couch. Right? It's going to be on your cabinets. It's going to be wherever it wants to be.
They're like, F
your
you.
Cat does not care what you think.
No, they don't.
Cat.
Yeah.
Also, I love cats. And I know cats, by nature, they don't have the cognitive ability to know what they've done. You know, they see that as two separate events. They see that as jumping on the couch.
Forgotten. It's just like, yeah. Why are you doing this?
Right.
By the way, good word.
You like that?
Yeah.
That was, okay. And so he started shooting it with a Nerf gun. What was it?
So he's like lying on his side so he can see the cat under the couch and like pumping the gun back and forth to shoot all these little balls. And I was just like, oh man, I'm out.
No. Yeah. No.
All right.
No. Wow. Well, yeah. I would not be happy with that. I'm okay with the squirt gun. Well, not squirt gun.
Just like, I mean, the squirt gun, I get it. You're trying to train the cat. But, like, I'm here. Pay attention to me. Yeah. Like, well, I thought that was the point, you know?
Listen, I don't like balls shot at my face. I don't think cat's going to like it either.
I mean, not on the first date, anyway.
Yeah, please, okay. Honey. No. At least three dates in, you can put your balls in.
Like, oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Well, I do have to tell you, Grace, that we have Sean. He's actually with us here. Because he couldn't get with you, and we wanted to help him out. So, Sean, apparently you're trying to train some cats that are not listening like all cats do.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
So, I'm here. Hi. Yeah.
Okay. So I read this article online. Look, first of all, there was some real exaggeration happening here. I wasn't pumping the gun and shooting these. Like, look, it's a little Nerf gun. It has little foam darts, okay, that, you know, those things that you know, like in those comedy movies where you shoot a guy with a dart and it kind of sticks to their forehead?
Know, I'm
like
sorry. I wasn't paying the most attention to the Nerf gun. You were laying on the ground shooting a cat, and I wanted to leave.
Let's be honest.
That's okay. What happened.
I mean,
arguing about what kind of gun now, is it going to change my mind?
All right. So,
I don't want to be painted as someone who's being cruel to animals. It's a very normal training technique where you can either fill a little copper, you know, a little tin with pennies and shake it at them so they know they're doing something wrong. Or, you know, when they're under the couch, I can't reach them, so I needed to improvise a little bit with something that was very humane.
I didn't say you were hurting the cat. I said I thought you were a crazy person.
Okay. So, I mean, it is, it's you guys, first of all, I mean, you have cats, Sean, so you obviously are a guy that likes animals, and that's good. Maybe the training technique might not be the perfect thing, but it looks like it just spooked Grace in the way that you were doing this. So, I mean, it's hard because, you know, because first impressions are everything, and this was a first date, so.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So, Grace, normally what we do on Second Date Update, if you want to go back out with Sean, try it over. Now that you have the knowledge of what happened and why it happened, maybe we try to get you guys back together. If you'd like to go back out on a date with him, be happy to pay for anywhere you want here in Madison. Go back out, try it again. It's up to you if you want to maybe restart over and see if you guys can work through this.
You know, I really think I'm good, but thank you.
Oh, well, you know, we tried.
Kind of saw that coming.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
And now it's time for Bromance Cryptic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jam.
Hey, you want $5,000?
Oh my God, $5,000? What? What do you, what? What do I need to do?
Pretty simple. Just sex chat with me.
I knew it. Bye.
What do you mean, bye? I'm serious.
I'm serious too. Bye.
You know what? You. It's a sound financial decision, and you're obviously dumb.
Say hi to Madison, motherfucker. I'm sending this to Marco and Krista, and they're going to read it on the radio, you creep.
So, I have this fantasy.
Okay, I'll bite. What's your fantasy?
Well, funny you should mention biting.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's just that when I think about a girl biting me, I get massively turned on.
Whoa, dude. Slow down there. First of all, where am I biting you?
You know, wink.
Okay, you're gross, and if you put that thing near my face, oh, I'll bite it. I'll bite it off real good.
Why don't you bite the back of my then?
Why don't you just bite me?
God, look at you. You are so fucking hot. I'm gonna think about you in the shower tonight.
Oh my.
You know, touching myself. My hello?
Until further notice, I will be responding to your thirsty dude text with gibberish.
Come on, girl. I'm nice. Be nice to me. Very funny. You know what? I have better things to do than this shit.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jam.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
On Thursdays, we do radio recasts. This is where we take a famous scene from a famous movie that you should know. And we give you free food from Subway at 321-0931 if you can tell us the movie. The hard part is we are going to do impressions of new celebrities. We will recast ourselves into this movie as two brand new celebrities. Krista and myself are not great at impressions. In fact, we're terrible.
Horrid.
You don't have to call us.
We get a solid F.
And tell us how bad we are because we already know.
Yeah.
And to make it even worse, we pick for each other probably the hardest ones in the world because we like to mess with one another. I don't know what Krista's picked for me. She doesn't know what I've picked for her. But we find out right now who we're going to be as our new celebrities.
I just have felt inspired by you for the 25 cartoon characters that you have given me in a row.
I didn't give you a cartoon character last week or this week, by the way.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
So I'm going to play mine. This is who I'm going to be impersonating here in the movie that we're going to be doing.
Oh, living out the remainder of my life in safety.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Yeah, classic.
If you guys were smart, you would join me.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's dangerous out there.
Okay. Well, I watch it. My
get
son
that
watches
nasal.
It. Yeah. Oh, SpongeBob. Okay.
There you go.
I got that. And you today, Krista, will be.
Fine. We have got to do something about our little situation here, Joey. So, this is my idea. You and me spending some quality time together.
You're I have no idea who that is.
Janice from Friends. You know, Chandler.
Oh, okay.
Fine. We've got to do something about our little situation here.
So you're going
to
be.
It's funny. This is my idea. Our characters are similar.
They are. So as Janice from Friends and SpongeBob SquarePants, if you can tell us what movie we have recasted ourselves into today in Radio Recast, we will make you a winner of some free food from Subway. We also have to put musical hints in, so I guess this music is from the movie.
Okay.
So I'll put this in the background. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, so this is SpongeBob SquarePants and Janice from Friends doing a famous scene from a famous movie. If you know what it is, you can win. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Richard Hayden.
Tommy.
Where's my dad? I thought he was supposed to pick me up at the airport.
You actually sound like SpongeBob.
Oh, great, because you've been...
He was at the airport this morning. But you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess that's why you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that, Squidward?
Later when I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
Oh.
No, 249-567.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off, and did I hear a niner in there? Who were you calling from, a walkie-talkie?
Nope, it was cordless.
All right, there you go. That should be enough. I love this movie.
I think we switched each other's characters.
We did. We switched each other's lines.
What are you going to do?
We sound the same.
We're amazing.
Once again, we have totally nailed the impressions of Janice and SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's the Marco and Krista Slaughterhouse. What are you going to do?
This should be pretty easy to get, by the way. I love this movie. Let's get to Emily this morning. Good morning, Em.
Good morning.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am good. How are you today?
We're doing good.
What movie have we recast ourselves into today for some free food from Subway?
Tommy Boy.
Yes, of course it is. Tommy Boy.
God, we nailed it.
Oh my gosh.
Nailed it.
Boy, it was great.
Yeah, not.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Yeah, you got some free food from Subway just for knowing that. Do you watch? Is that a movie you watch all the time? Is that your go-to movie?
I do love that movie.
Yeah, I love that. Not so much here or here, but do I have a, is there a red mark right? Yeah, across my face. It's one of the funniest movies around. I really miss Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, yeah.
All right, well, congratulations. So you got your free food from Subway here today. So nice job on that. And you get to pick who did a worst impression today. Was it Krista or was it Marco? And they will have to talk here for a second or two as that person.
Marco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost.
Oh, finally.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
That's my girl.
Hang on a second. We'll get your details. Yeah, I started going in and out. Then at one point, I sounded like Regis Philbin. It was bad. It was bad.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, you actually sounded better like SpongeBob than I did, actually.
Well, I do wear tidy whities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what we can. I'll just do a quick Friends with Benefits as SpongeBob.
Okay.
Clubhouse Music in Bad Town. Be a Friends with Benefits member at BadTownJams.com. Rate songs, earn points, and get free stuff for telling us what songs you like the most.
You kind of sounded like Holmes in the Freak Show.
If you need something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.